My name is Bill Boardman. I live on 172 Boardman Lane in Owlsboro, Maine. And I am the general manager of Pendleton Yacht Yard and also a part-time code enforcement officer for the town. I would like to thank you for the opportunity to speak to this board this evening. And as a former planning board member and a current code enforcement officer, I'd like to say that I feel your pain for the scrutiny that this application must bring to you. And I truly applaud your public service. I'm here to speak to you tonight as a general manager of a small business that depends on the integrity of the Penobscot Bay. Pendleton Yacht Yard is situated in Ames Cove on the island of Owlsboro. We're a full-service boatyard. We employ 17 to 30 people, servicing approximately 300 customers. Besides maintaining and launching these boats, we also service over 300 moorings and some 60 seasonal floats. As you can imagine, we spend a good amount of time on the water. And what I would like to stress to you is that our business could be adversely affected by what takes place on that point. The lack of a specific plan on the tanker ships and their exclusion zones is quite disconcerting. I can only imagine that the loss of billable hours as one of our boats sits idly by waiting for permission of the Coast Guard to enter into an area in order to do service for one of our customers. Off-Island Logistics is a subsidiary of Pendleton Yacht Yard. It owns the motor vessel Quicksilver and Little Dipper. Both vessels are Coast Guard inspected and licensed for transportation of passengers. Quicksilver currently acts as a water taxi with 4 scheduled runs per day transporting workers to and from Owlsboro, as well as offering our services to the Owlsboro Central School, among others, for many extracurricular activities. Little Dipper services outer islands with both workers and supplies. As I mentioned above, the impact of a Coast Guard mandated exclusion zone could wreak havoc on all of our marine activities. Personally, I see absolutely no benefit to our beautiful mid-coast area by bringing in BZP's LPG storage facility. And as a business person, I believe there's a large potential for this new activity to adversely affect our bottom line. Again, thank you for your time and patience.